Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever on this lovely planet you happen to find yourself.
Today, we are being here and talking about
instantaneous transformation.
Yes.
How to live in the moment.
Have you noticed it yet? You probably have.
We finish each other's
sentences or simulspeak. So what will happen, there's a bit of overlap from time to time.
We'll try to behave ourselves.
So please include it. It's our style of communication.
Okay. Well, you know, the first thing we need to talk about, really, if we're going to talk about how to have your life instantaneously transform, is you have to discover a way to get here, to this present moment of now. And most of us are so busy in our thoughts, we're so preoccupied by what we have to do, what we haven't done, everything in our hectic lives, that we really don't know how to get to the current moment of now, even though we're in it, because we're just so off in the future and the past.
So before we give you a good device here to pull you into the moment, why don't you just give yourself the luxury of taking a nice deep breath and letting it go and just kind of
get here.
If you're in a chair, just kind of settle your behind in the chair. If you're standing, feel your feet on the ground. If you're walking, really feel the motion. Be exactly where you are.
Now, here's the thing. First thing we really should talk about is listening.
Absolutely.
Because it is through listening, if you actually listen, true listening is when you listen to hear what's being said from another's point of view, rather than listening to see whether you agree with it or disagree with it, or already know about this stuff, or you're waiting to see, to listen to those parts that apply to your personal life.
And some of you may be defended because you're afraid something that's going to be said is going to
somehow threaten your essential well-being.
Or you might find out something bad about yourself. What if there's nothing bad?
The worst thing you're going to find out about yourself is that you're a hell of a lot better than you think you are.
Uh-oh.
Why use the word hell?
It's true, though, that people really have a lot of false concerns. And I actually recall at the time when I didn't know myself very well and I was all guarded and not wanting to hear. I didn't live in the moment much at all, and I kind of wandered through from time to time and wondered how I got there. When people finally told me things that I'd been hiding from myself, when they had the courage just to be straightforward with me, truth is, those things were really a relief to hear, because you know things about you. So today, just listen. Bring your attention.
So what listening does, when you actually listen to hear what's being said rather than applying it to your life, if you actually listen, it will pull you into this moment. And that's all it takes to have your life transform in that instant. When you get into the current moment now, that's all it takes to have your life transform instantaneously.
Now, there are three very, very simple ideas of instantaneous transformation, and these support ideas will support you in living in the moment.
Right. The first idea is that anything that you resist or disagree with or don't like or wish that would be different than it is will stick around. It will persist, it'll grow stronger, and it will dominate your life. So if there's something that you're resisting, your life becomes about that which you've said no to.
So what you resist, you get stuck with, you leave the moment with. Anything you resist persists.
Grows stronger.
and it dominates your life.
Okay.
Second principle.
I'd ask if there are any questions, but we're just talking and you're just listening, so.
Here we go. Ready?
Okay, second principle.
There, you can only be exactly where you are and how you are in any given moment.
You mean I can only be sitting here at my desk, across from you at your desk.
That's right.
And we could only be talking on the phone at this moment and now.
That's correct.
Wow.
In case you didn't realize it, we are not on in a studio. We are in the Kane studio here in our office speaking to you. So you can only be exactly
where you are,
how you are,
with the life circumstances that you currently have
in any given moment
of now. Because where you are right now has everything that's ever happened. It all brought you to this moment of now.
Okay. That's the second principle.
Well, here's the other thing about that. Can you be different than you are right now?
Absolutely not.
No. See, this current moment of now is perfect. And anything that you have going on with you in your life is exactly what you should have going on because you do. So if you don't feel also wonderful right now, that's okay because it's the only way you can feel. If you feel wonderful right now, that's okay too because it's the only way you can feel. You can only feel exactly as you're feeling in this moment because that is the way you're feeling. I know it sounds like circular reasoning, but it is true. Okay. Now, here's the thing. If you can only be the way you are in this moment of now, then you could have only been the way you were a moment ago. So, say, 3 minutes ago, could you have been different than you were 3 minutes ago? Well, if you can't be different than you are now, then 3 minutes ago you couldn't have been different than you were then. And if you catch this line of reasoning, there is no need to feel resentment or regret or remorse or feel guilty or ashamed. You can let all that go because you could have only lived your life exactly as you have. And
now,
that includes your parents.
Just so you know, that doesn't mean there aren't consequences to things you've done in the past. You can just stop feeling guilty about it. What I mean by consequences is this. For instance, if you 10 years ago broke a leg and it didn't heal properly, and it aches in weather, you couldn't have done anything other than break your leg.
And you'll still have the ache.
So it's not as if when we say that you couldn't have done anything differently, that then it wipes away your past. But
or
it
your
makes
responsibility
for your past. But it includes it, and it allows you to stop having to tickle it in your thought processes.
Or second-guess yourself and work on yourself for how you did your life, whether it was last year or 10 minutes ago.
Great.
Okay, so that's the second principle. You can only be exactly as you are in any moment, or no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So you can only have the thoughts you're having now, and that's all you can have in that moment. Whatever's going on with you is what's going on with you. That's the second idea. Third idea, anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is. And when we say exactly, we mean that you don't resist it, you don't agree with it, you don't disagree with it, you just allow it to be the way it is. When you see it exactly as it is, it completes itself the moment you see it. So if there is a behavior that you have that has been plaguing you, I mean, trying to get rid of it, trying to do something to stop something, like, say, biting your nails, if you merely notice when you go to bite your nails, that you're about to bite your nails, that is enough to stop biting your nails forever. In that moment, just seeing it, there's nothing you need to do.
We've seen it happen. We've seen it happen where somebody just sees something. This is the place where we're talking about awareness, a simple seeing of something without judging it. And gosh, we know that's a challenge, but it's also a skill set that can be learned. Just like when you were young and you were learning to walk, somebody didn't have to tell you how to walk. You looked and you learned, and there were plenty of times you fell on your behind.
Yes, but you had this innate ability to walk, whether you developed it yet or not, and you currently have the innate ability to live your life directly without second-guessing yourself, be present in your life in each moment. That's available to you. You just haven't developed the facility for it yet. So it's not that you don't have it in there. It's just that it's not fully developed, just like a newborn could walk eventually.
Now, please don't be offended when we say or suggest that it's not fully developed yet. It isn't fully developed yet in any of us. In the enculturation process, your ability to simply be aware without judgment is something that gets enculturated out of us. We learn the social mores and standards and the way you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to do and how to look and how to dress. And we also learn how to rebel against those things, that old don't tell me what to do thing. And as you're investigating yourself and your life, you can discover how to, by the way, not get rid of that enculturation. We're not talking about that. That's a form of resistance. It brings you right back to the first principle. We're talking about being aware and including those factors in your life so that you no longer have to be driven by them nor resist them. As Shai and I were talking about what we wanted to talk with you folks today, we were realizing the moment is fluid, it's changing, it's perfect, and it's impacted by currents in your environment.
Now, our approach is not psychological. It's not psychotherapeutic. We're not going to try to change you or fix you.
Oh, goody.
Somebody's saying I'm sorry out there now. However, you do a good enough job about trying to change and fix yourself, so we're not going to do that. Our approach is anthropological. We are basically anthropologists. We study the way people or organizations relate, interact, and behave. And if you were to just notate the way you were acting in your life rather than judge yourself for what you discover, that's enough to have those behaviors just complete themselves just in the seeing of it. An anthropologist is someone who studies cultures without judging them, but merely studies them to see how it is objectively that they function. If you start to notice objectively, without judging yourself for what you discover, how you function, your life will transform.
So that is the basis of what we're talking today, instantaneous transformation, how to live in the moment. And we'll be speaking more with you about it after the break. So come on back, everyone.
And please don't miss
being here.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Everybody is thinking green these days, but green is not just an environmental state of mind, it's a healthier state of being. It's the food we eat, the air we breathe, and the structures we live and work in. It's not the dollars that we're spending, but how we spend those dollars. Are we consciously making informed decisions? Join host Connie McCullough as she explores healthier living by choice. Living Green, Healthier by Choice, airs live on the Seventh Wave Network every Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in for the challenge of a lifetime, a challenge for greener, healthier living.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
the new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. We are talking about instantaneous transformation, how to live in the moment. The moment is a little perfect peace instant of time.
But, you know, the moment is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And what most of us have problems with the moment because we would prefer our lives to show up the way we would prefer them to show up. We have preferences rather than just noticing the way things are happening in our lives. We would rather have them be the way we want them to be.
So anytime you disagree with what is, you lose the moment. And interestingly enough, anytime you agree with it, you lose the moment because you're then talking to yourself about what's happening rather than living your life.
Very good. We have a caller on the phone.
Mm-hmm. His name is Andy. He's calling from New Jersey. You there, Andy?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's good to be talking to you guys, too.
Thank you.
What are we talking about today?
I have a question. I have a question.
Yes.
I was listening to, and I apologize, but it was a different radio show this morning. You guys weren't on at the time. And they were talking about the health impact of stress.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about that, and stress is something that I experience in my life, mostly in my job. Usually for me, it's when I'm feeling overwhelmed about something.
Can I stop you, Andy?
Please.
It isn't when you're feeling overwhelmed. Feeling overwhelmed is quite a ways down the road from what started the stress happening.
Okay.
See, you stress yourself when you disagree with the way things are showing up.
Right.
It isn't that you get overwhelmed and then you get stressed. It's the other way around. You disagree with something or some series of things, which may include time, and it may include the project you're working on, or one of the people you're working with, how they're working. You disagree with that. You may suppress that disagreement, but it stays as a low-level complaint, and that, you know, it's like dragging a brake on a car. After a while, it's going to get very hot. It's going to slow you down, and it's going to stress the car.
Yeah, that feels like a really good description of what happens. Usually, for me, it's when something is happening that I didn't expect, and I quote unquote don't have time for it. And yes, it feels like things slow down then, and hot is a really good way to describe how I feel.
Very good. You said something very good. If something shows up that you don't expect. See, in the realm of change, Andy, things are linear, they're directed, they're goal-oriented. So you have a goal to produce a piece of work in a certain period of time, okay?
Right.
Now, anything that intrudes upon that goal is seen as an intrusion and is something that you normally resist having happen, yeah?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, you see, with a transformational approach, things happen outside of your intention. So you may have the intention to do this piece of work, and some event, like the telephone rings, you can either include it, which is a more transformational approach, where you include what shows up in your life, rather than stay on point to the completion of your project, if you will. So
I don't know if you caught last week's show, Transformational Parenting Part 4 with Mike and Stefan. But there, if you didn't, you should go back and listen to it. There was a point in this show where Stefan was talking about something that's happening for him now as he has a catering business and is opening a restaurant, and there are times where he's sitting in his office while he has three or four chefs preparing food. And he said that if he really extends his awareness, his ability to be present, he can sometimes feel in the nature of how just the atmosphere feels, whether or not some, quote, surprising, unexpected, upsetting thing is coming. And if he really pays attention, he can often head things off before they get to the crisis point. And I have a feeling that some of the unexpecteds that you have coming, Andy, happen when you hunker down and you get so focused in, which most of us have been trained is how to be productive. And that is definitely true in a change modality. You focus in, you cut off all the extraneous, and you move forward. In a transformational framework, it's more like expanding and being inclusive.
It's more like a wide-angle lens in a camera as opposed to a telephoto lens. When you're hunkering down, it's as though you have a telephoto lens, so you eliminate a lot of the peripheral stuff, but you also compact, because you lose your depth of field, the images seem to overlap each other. You lose perspective. We're suggesting that you operate with a wide-angle lens where you're more able to see the three-dimensionality of your environment and your life. And if you include things that happen, rather than see them as impediments to the completion of your tasks, then you might find yourself a lot less stressed by your life.
Is that making sense to you?
It's making a lot of sense.
Great. Great.
And you've been to Monday nights with us because we know you. And, you know, you've seen how an evening can jump from one subject to the next, to the next, to the next. And it's like ping pong.
Right.
Well, our lives are like ping pong.
Yes, I know that. And
don't like it.
Well, I kind of do like it, except for, I mean, it's entertaining. And since I've learned to understand that and to appreciate it, it's made a huge difference in my life, which is more entertaining, among other things. I have a lot of fun. But sometimes I just don't know quite how to combine that with a schedule.
You need to schedule for the unexpected then.
Right.
So you need to include enough time that if something comes up that you didn't expect, you can handle that too.
Yeah, I guess that's the missing piece.
And you know, if you're on a deadline, you could initially set your deadline far enough out that if you come in early on your deadline, nobody's unhappy.
Yes, I like that idea.
I think there's one other thing in your time frame that you may not recognize as something that is a lot like Shai's earlier analogy of driving with a brake on, and that is what I will term for you the stupid factor. And it's a specific type of complaint, Andy, where one of the things that I've seen you do from time to time, if somebody does something that appears to you as stupid, you will spend some time complaining about it.
Mm.
And if you actually took in just half a day, any given day, pick a day, pick tonight, pick tomorrow, where you look and you see how many minutes you lose in a day lost in an internal conversation about how that person was stupid to do it that way, how this situation is stupid, how it's stupid that it came up that way.
You could probably reclaim all the time you need to finish your projects on time.
Okay.
Like that one, huh?
Yeah,
I definitely
recognize that particular complaint in myself.
Yeah, most of us don't realize how much of our lives we complain about the way our life is showing up, and that includes the other people in our life and how they are behaving.
Right.
And what they're doing that we either agree or don't agree with, mostly don't.
Right. You know, one other thing, you said it earlier, Andy, and I really think it's a big key for you. I know that you and your wife, Amy, have Tag Online. It's our internet company where our beautiful new website is. Have you all looked at the facelift yet? Take a look. And it's gorgeous. We're at transformationmadeeasy.com. And I know you recently bought a new building and you've made all the moves and you're being all responsible. And I love what you're doing for us and for all your clients and building the infrastructure like that. I got all of those things all in one breath.
Wow.
But my question is this. What are you doing to have fun lately?
Are you there, Andy?
I think we have that on the calendar somewhere.
Which month?
Well, I'll tell you something. If you start paying attention, you said it earlier that since you allowed things to be more ping-pongy back and forth, that your life has gotten easier and things have been more fun. I think that's really great. And I'm thinking that your fun quotient can be something for you as a key to take a look at. Whether or not you're really here or in the moment or stressing yourself by being too serious.
Okay. I can look for that, I think. I'm not quite sure how that... That's leaving me a little taken aback.
Well, look, if you get too serious and the stupid factor comes up really loud where you think somebody's stupid, you're stupid, they're stupid, the situation's stupid,
right.
you've lost your sense of humor, and you've lost the moment.
Yes.
And for someone like, you know, some people will talk to as far as being on center, and they really need to get going and get to work and come up to speed. And sometimes with you, I think you need to...
Relax a little bit. Slow down. Not take it so seriously. Let yourself feel what you're feeling rather than trying to get over to something in the future, some completed project. Enjoy the project where you are in it in the moment rather than setting the top of the mountain as the goal. It's the step. Each step on the way up that mountain is really where life is for you. And when you're off trying to figure the future, you miss that moment of now. And when you miss that moment of now, that's where all satisfaction and well-being and stress-free living exists.
Really lovely speaking with you today, Andy. Thanks for calling in.
My pleasure.
Okay, everyone, we're going to be coming back shortly. We'll be speaking more about instantaneous transformation and living in the moment. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Once upon a time, there lived three energy hogs. Now, an energy hog is what you have when humans waste energy. One day, the three energy hogs set out to find themselves a cottage.
Let's look for leaky windows,
said the first energy hog, for he knew that would waste energy.
Let's look! look for leaky doors,
said the second.
Let's look for swings then,
said the third, for he had more blubber than brains. So they set off down the road. Presently they came upon a tiny cottage where dwelt a clever girl named Dreadylocks.
I hope it has leaky windows,
cried the first energy hog.
I hope it has leaky doors,
cried the second.
I hope it has a bathroom,
cried the third, for only his brains were smaller than his bladder. But Dreadylocks liked playing cool games at energyhog.org. And from energyhog.org, she learned how to use energy wisely. So the three energy hogs were forced to look elsewhere to waste energy and had to use the disgusting restroom at the gas station down the road. And the moral of the story is, to use energy wisely, log on to energyhog.org or waste not, hog not.
This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. Instantaneous Transformation, How to Live in the Moment, is the subject. And I just want to go back. It was so lovely speaking to Andy. I really, really invite you all to come see our new, gorgeous, impeccable website. We are so, so proud of it. They just completed the upgrade on it, and it was great before, but it's even more beautiful now, as well as functional, of course. TransformationMadeEasy.com is our website, and you can find out all about the courses we're doing. We're coming to Hamburg in October for the Freedom to Breathe on the 9th and the Art of Listening the 10th through the 12th, and then we'll be doing the Art of Listening in New York City the 24th to the 26th. And there are the Monday Night Alives and our podcasts and articles of the month, all sorts of great things. So come visit us, sign up for our email list, all that good stuff. So, let's see, we have a caller on the line. Are you there, Antia?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I got a question that actually struck my mind quite often. When I drive home from work, I realize that I pass like three exits without even realizing that I passed them.
Well, now, do you mean you passed the exit you were supposed to get off at?
No. It's just on my way home that I'm just driving, and I think I'm so much in thought that I just don't remember that I went that far already.
I see. I understand. Yeah.
And that sounds pretty typical.
You sound like a normal person then.
That's true, but sometimes a little scary, not scary, but it's like I was wondering that if I can somehow stop that or you know, like
what would be the benefit?
Why would you want to stop that? What would be your benefit in that?
My fantasy is actually that a lot of accidents happen because people are not there when they drive.
Well,
that
isn't a fantasy. That's the reality. That's what causes most accidents is people are not present when they're driving.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're paying attention to the flow of the traffic and whether or not there are brake lights happening ahead or whether or not somebody wants to change lanes into your lane, maybe that's a more of an appropriate place to have your attention than counting off the exits until you get home.
That's true.
Yeah, maybe you're not doing your life wrong.
Maybe you're just a little hard on yourself. Is that possible?
But you are German, you know. That has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that could be.
I mean, we were talking about it earlier in the show about how we're early enculturated, and you have thought processes that come along with the culture and the family. And
that's right. And, you know, like, I know you. You live in Hamburg. We're going to be seeing you in about a month or
Seven. We get there on the...
What is it, 3 weeks?
Yep, on the 9th is when we're doing Freedom to Breathe there.
And so we're, you know... We're very excited to see you again, but, you know, you are in an environment and a culture where people are indeed very hard on themselves. They have very strict rules and ideas about how they should be, and one of them is that you shouldn't forget where you are, because then you won't be in control of your life.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
And what kind of person... is not in control of their life, Antia?
odd kind of person is not in control of their life.
Yes.
First thing that comes to mind, they kind of crazy. You have to do it right. It's very strong.
That's right. So you'd have to be kind of crazy or stupid.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Now, I wouldn't be surprised if sometimes when you're on the way home, you are rehashing your day or you're off thinking about what you're going to make for dinner. And if you find yourself seeing that you've been lost in a thought loop about something other than what's actually where you're at, the moment you see it, you're already back where you are. Otherwise, you wouldn't see it. You'd still be talking about, do I want to make hamburgers or macaroni? You'd be having a whole conversation with yourself. Mm-hmm. So the trick on
if you're a vegetarian,
then it would be
asparagus
or zucchini. So if what you do then, Antia, is do not judge yourself when you found that you've off working on what happened during your day or worrying about what you're going to do when you get home, that habit will calm down.
Well, you know, when you're judging yourself for going off, then you're judging yourself for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look, could you have not missed those three exits?
No.
No, because you did miss them. So punishing yourself for it doesn't make you any better. See, we have this very flawed idea that if you punish yourself, you learn something. It's
yes.
The beat them into learning technique.
Yeah.
But that isn't where you learn things, not by punishing yourself. It's by being kind and gentle to yourself and noticing the way you operate. That's all it takes to start to unwire all kinds of behaviors that have been programmed into us.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take being harsh with yourself. It takes being kind to yourself.
That's very true. I can see that with my daughter, actually, that she goes to school, and it's still, I think it's still a system that not everyone, but that still teachers there try to put that pressure on kids to make them learn. I mean, they really think they're doing a good thing.
Right.
And it just reminds me of what you just said, that there's this pressure combination of if I do it really hard, it will be good, you know?
Now, let me ask you something. What do you do for a living?
I'm an occupational therapist, and I work mostly with kids.
And you teach them how to?
To actually have better movement skills.
Uh-huh.
Better
ability
skills.
To write in school better.
Good. Now, do you yell at them and are harsh with them if they don't do it right?
No.
Why?
Because I don't think that it will improve them in some way.
But now, the same question. When you don't do something right, are you harsh with you and do you yell at you in your thoughts?
At least I tell myself by my last name. That's a way of being a little hard. You know,
you call yourself by your last name.
So you get formal, huh? So it'd be kind of like me going, Kane, what
yeah,
do you think
right.
you're doing?
Right, exactly. Like that.
Now, did you go to a Catholic school, by the way?
No.
Oh. I thought you might have, because a lot of times in parochial school, they call you by your last name.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. I love getting interested in different cultures. Isn't it fun? To discover that when you're being harsh, you call yourself by your last name. We've met a woman, or actually she was a girl at the time in England. When she'd get mad, she'd call herself Dim.
Or baggage.
What am I, baggage? You know? She'd call herself a dustbin. You know, a dustbin's not what comes to mind if I wanted to be harsh with myself. But we've all been enculturated to think that if we're castigating ourselves, being chastising ourselves, that somehow there's benefit in that.
Yeah.
And you know that it's so easy to blame our parents or our teachers or for teaching us that, but they didn't didn't know any better. It's just a pass-on down system.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, until you discover transformation, you keep on repeating either what your parents did or the opposite of that. So you don't have any true freedom in your life because you're bound to trying to either be like or not be like your upbringing, the school, the church, the community, the family that you're raised in. And when you transform, when you're actually in the present moment of now, you start acting appropriate to the situation that you're in that moment, rather than some canned right way to behave in your life. You know, each moment of now, Anthea, is new. You know, each moment of now is unique to this moment. So you can't really apply what you learned in the past to this moment because there's never been a moment like this before.
Anthea, I believe you said you had a couple of questions. We need to be taking a break shortly. Are you available to come back with us after the break?
Yes. I would love to.
We would love it.
That
would
be excellent.
So we will be taking a break here shortly. We're going to come back, talk more with Anthea about instantaneous transformation and how to live in the moment. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
I know, being a college freshman is supposed to be tough, but let me tell you about my schedule this semester. All 18 credits. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have American Lit at 8:05 a.m., and then I only have 15 minutes to get to my 9:15 Ethics and Value Theory class all the way across campus, then in the afternoon, Calculus 1. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have two lectures that go through lunch, Sociology of Families, then Intro to Microbiology. Pre-med. And finally, I have a double lab that ends around 9 p.m. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you.
If a kid will do whatever it takes to get through college, what will you do to send her there? Please support the United Negro College Fund and call 1-800-332-UNCF, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. We are here. We're talking with Anthea. And but before we speak to her for another moment here, Shia and I very proudly announcing that it is just 2.5 weeks until our book, republished by McGraw-Hill, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, The 3 Simple Ideas That Will Instantaneously Transform Your Life, is out, sold everywhere in bookstores.
And you can actually reserve copies now so they're delivered to your house on that date via Amazon or Borders.
So Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, I know a lot of you actually...
Amazon.com and Borders.com.
Yeah, I know a lot of you actually have the first version of the book, and this new one, has at least 30% more information. We filled out some of the things that people have been asking us over the years since the original was published. We're very excited, so go out and get your copy today. Okay, so Antia, we're still here with you. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah. So my second question is still about being in the moment.
Well,
and,
that's a good thing. That's what we're talking about. So I'm glad it's about that.
And I noticed that sometimes I'm off in thoughts, and I realize it, and then I know I'm back, or I bring my attention back to what is, but I keep falling back into that thought, and I'm stuck there.
Well, maybe it's something that's incomplete, that is not complete in your experience or your life at that time. And so that's why it pulls you back. You know, I have this very strange habit. Whenever a light bulb burns out in my house, I change it immediately. Because I've noticed that if there's a burnt out light bulb and I walk by it, I think about it for quite a while. I think, oh, I got to change that light bulb. And I don't like wasting my life thinking about things that are really irrelevant, so I just change the light bulbs right away.
And there's a balance point with it, because from time to time, Shia will come across something that's incomplete, and it's not something that we can complete in that moment. And he also has learned over time to be able to set that down.
Set it aside, because I know I'm going to handle it, and it's just as soon as the time opens up and makes itself available for me to handle it, then I do.
So then the activity becomes complete in its incompleteness. I'll give you an example. Last week, we did the course in New York, Transformation Workplace, and it was wonderful. But before we did the course, we had online questionnaires that we were reading. And there came a point where we had only gotten through half of the questionnaires, and we had other activities during the day at the radio show that were pressing that we had to do. So it's those incompletions, I'm putting that in quotes, we had to set them aside. In fact, in that moment, it's as if they don't exist.
They don't exist.
And then when the time is appropriate, you pick them back up again.
See,
and read them.
Antia, no two things can occupy the same moment of now at the same time. So if you're engaged in what's happening in your life right now, then those things that distract you fall into the background.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you finish what you've got, then they probably will show back up because they're incomplete. See, the universe is a very strange place. Everything goes towards completion. So if something is incomplete, it keeps on showing back up in your life.
Yeah. I just while I was listening, I was wondering, you talked about the balance, to find the balance.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that came to mind is that also there's something like with the bulb, what you said.
Yes.
So there is, I don't know the word right now. It's like procrastinating. Is that right?
Yes.
That you put off?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how can you improve and find the right balance of you have to set aside
and
when is the procrastination on purpose?
Well, you know, there's something here. You don't like being told what to do, do you?
Yes.
Yes, you don't like to be told what to do. See, and when you tell you to do something and don't do it, that's procrastination.
Okay.
You know, we told Andy, if you were listening to the show before you came on, when we told Andy that for him, he needs to relax and slow down a little bit, that may not be the case for you. You may want to play a game with yourself, that if you have the impulse to complete something, that you go for it for a period of time, as opposed to laying back and thinking about whether or not you want to do it.
See, you think about whether you want to do things much more than just get them done. You have and this is what keeps you out of the moment, by the way. You have a mental process that wants to think out whether or not you should do what you're going to do.
Yes.
And you know you're going to do it, so why don't you just do it?
Yeah.
So, but you're in the habit. It's habitual.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the habit of thinking about it and thinking about it.
Yeah, that's very true.
You're also in the habit of waiting until you have some outside lever that catapults you into activity rather than generating it from inside.
Yeah, I'm not sure I got this word. What you said, the outside?
Outside lever or outside force, something to bump you. To push
mm-hmm.
you. So yeah. You'll see it in your children. Some children will do activities, and other children, they're waiting for someone to make them.
Uh-huh.
And some of them are waiting for someone to make them, and then they're going to resist that. You laugh again.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Sounds very familiar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, here's the thing. Can you not be resisting when you're resisting?
No.
Then stop beating on yourself when you catch yourself resisting.
Yeah.
See, that's all it takes, Aunt Dia, to have that way of being resolve itself or complete itself. If you notice it and you don't judge it, and you can't be different than that because that's the way you've been being your whole life, as a matter of fact.
So, Andy, I really think something that we were talking with Andy about is good for you, and that is to lighten up a little. You know, this waking up thing, this being in the moment, this instantaneous transformation.
This enlightenment thing, the middle word in enlightenment is to lighten up, lighten, light.
You're a little serious, I'm afraid.
Uh-huh.
You're going to seriously get enlightened, but you can't seriously get enlightened. You got to be light to get enlightened. You have to be light with your life, and you have to be gentle with yourself and have some fun, and then it's really easy.
I mean, if you're seriously worrying about missing those three exits, you know, hey, it's more about getting interested in the phenomena and going, huh.
And stop picking on yourself if you do miss an exit. Or three exits. What's the big deal? Did you still get home on time?
Yes, and
you didn't drive past your own exit?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
You didn't drive past your own exit?
No.
No accident involved?
No.
Then why worry about that you didn't happen to notice? You know, sometimes Ariel and I will drive down the street and we'll say, ooh, a new building. That's not a new building. We just didn't notice it there before.
Yeah.
Because the last time we went by, we were talking about something. And, you know, when you're occupied, you don't see other things. You only see what you're seeing.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You just need a little compassion for yourself, Auntie. You're not a bad person, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. It's been lovely talking with you today.
All right.
All right. Enjoy your
evening.
Thank you
very much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
So, living in the moment. Wow, that was really fun. You know, and wow, the time has flown. We've gone past no exits, but here we are nearing the end of our show. We're going to be back next week talking about the art of listening. I hope you'll join us. We are so proud of this show, and we really enjoy having our listeners, and we really appreciate your listenership.
And we're interested in finding a sponsor, so if
you know
somebody who's interested in sponsoring our show,
let us know. Why not? So thank you for being here today, and I like that. Have a sense of humor about yourself, a little compassion for yourself.
Goes a long way.
We'll be back next week. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
All right.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.